Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Bernadette Gray was the editor-in-chief of a woman's magazine. Her work-related responsibilities put her in contact with some of the world's most successful businesswomen. In one editorial, she analyzed four factors which led to success among her colleagues. She mentioned 1, optimism, 2, uniqueness, 3, a strong work ethic, and 4, fearlessness. While her four observations related to successful executives who are women, they apply equally to every person who succeeds in life. It was that fourth factor, fearlessness, which was especially intriguing to me. An individual who is afraid of failure almost always fails, yet fearlessness is not bold brashness. There are two ways you can be fearless. You can have a daring and audacious disregard for reality, or you can have a greater inner strength which assesses the failure factor, yet confidently moves ahead. Individuals who disregard reality are usually not fearless, but brazen, and often crash and burn, while those whose inner strengths move forward with confidence. I plowed through 2 biographies, which consume more than a few hours of reading on airplanes. One was a biography of General Douglas MacArthur, the liberator of the Philippines, and the man who did more to shape the future of Japan after World War II than any other person. The second was on the life of the British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, a contemporary of MacArthur's. Both of them faced tremendous dangers, both personally and collectively. Both had the responsibilities of vast numbers of people on their shoulders. Both of them knew full well the great consequences of making wrong decisions. Both of them, incidentally, on occasion exercised poor judgment and, yes, failed at their tasks. Yet, and this is what made them successful, they had enough inner strength that when a decision had to be made, having considered all of the factors, they moved ahead without fear or hesitation. Is this something that you can do? Or is this only a quality of truly great men and women? Every day, contended William Manchester, MacArthur's biographer, he read his Bible and prayed. As pugnacious and sometimes as belligerent as a junkyard bulldog, Churchill believed that God fought against the tyranny of Hitler and Stalin, whom he hated almost as much as Hitler himself. Their fearlessness came from an inner conviction that they were instruments in God's hands. Perfect? No. They made mistakes, plenty of them, but confident that God would see them through. Okay, you're not leading an army or a nation. You, however, may be boss in your family, a single mom, or a husband who's trying to do a good job in your company. Can you, as an individual, also be fearless, even when the doctor says, you've got melanoma, or your accountant says, if you know how to pray, you had better ask for a miracle? Can you be fearless when the circumstances of life seem to bully you? Fearlessness does not depend on your strength. Understanding that God is in control, that some way, somehow, He will see you through, lets you move into the future without fear, one day at a time. Safety is not the absence of danger, as much as the presence of the Lord. Remember, Jesus told the disciples, stop worrying, stop being afraid. He says the same thing to you today. You trust in God? Well then, trust me too. That's the answer.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.